So you are already immersing yourself right in the earth, right in the sand, with a beautiful, loving sun above us, and Father Sky, and Mother Earth beneath us, and the beauty that's all around us, just as you heard the beauty in the native Navajo song by our beautiful Marietta singing to us. It's full verse, it's full length, almost like not only a welcoming, but a little bit felt for me as a deep welcoming, almost like a gentle initiation to the land, showing us its welcome, its appreciation, its love, its reflection to us of who we really are, our source of divinity, our source of light, our source of benevolence, peace, and kindness, from a place that has no beginning and no end. And like where we are right now, is always in a circle, always in a circle of love. So we are invited again by Mother Earth to close our eyes gently, to feel her heart, to feel her love, to feel her compassion, her wisdom, her nurturing, her presence, her beauty, her immensity that has no beginning or no end for us here and for all of humanity and those that came before us and those that will come after us and those us may be us again in a different time, in a different body, in a different nation or language. So allow yourself, because allowing is the key. Allowing is the key to enter into that space of our soul, of our multidimensionality, of our place of deep peace and healing and compassion and love. With the breath that we keep taking in that leads us into that sanctuary of peace, that connects us with the breath of the earth and the elements. And the nature that is alive and living and breathing with us now and with the rocks that are living being in these monuments. They are not just monuments. See them as living beings that watch over you, that guide you, that send you a message in an interdimensional way. And they know you. They remember you. They are older than humanity. And if God has a plan, and He does, created one of these beautiful and sacred spaces we now call Monument Valley as a place we can come and find that love, find healing, find the beauty to remind us of ourself, of our magnificence, of our light.
And once again, I ask if you have your crystal, to place it into your hand and to blow three breaths, sacred breaths of your own mana, onto your crystal. I am here. I am here as a living part of Gaia. I'm here as a living part of the Creator. And this is the third time we are interacting with our crystal, and three is the energy of a catalytic action, a catalyst where one thing stays the same, but other things around it will change. And so your crystal is part of that catalytic energy. And so your instructions today are to simply receive the energy being sent to you from your crystal. You are invited to place it near your heart and feel the energy. Rather than trying to perceive any particular message, it is simply a time to feel and sense the energy that is being transmitted. And so just allow some moment now to receive. And within each of us, there is an infinite intelligence that knows exactly how to receive and how to transmit that energy for your highest good and your highest purpose. And so we say, thank you, Gaia, for being here. Thank you, Gaia, for loving us. Thank you, Gaia, for giving up your gifts to us on a daily basis. And thank you, Kryon, for being here. Thank you, Kryon, for loving us. Thank you, Kryon, for loving me.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the third channel of eight, and the group finds itself literally in the dirt with the stones of the ages all around. With the echo of the ancestors who never really left. Indigenous all over the planet believe that the ancestors are still in the dirt. It is no exception here. What if I told you that you were expected? What if I told you that the ancient ones are here, looking at you? And if they had a message, they would say, it's about time. It's about time. For they know what you know. Because you might say that they're on the other side of the veil or part of the system, even of reincarnation today, that they have an awareness of the shift that we have spoken of so often. The sounds of silence are amazing for those who have not heard it before. The third channel has an energy of the three, it's already been mentioned. The Tibetans, they identified it as a catalytic energy, the three. So when the three appeared, there was a specific kind of energy that they spoke of. Now, the word catalyst is often found mostly in chemistry, and it would be a substance or a chemical which creates a greater reaction with the substance that's within it, but does not change itself. Now, in other terms, it would be like this. Where you are right now is a catalyst for you. The energy of the planet and the earth, of the dirt that you sit in, of the rocks that you see, who expected you, are creating an energy for you. It might be like you're going to tank up on that energy and feel different when you leave, and yet the stones and the sand, they stay the same. So you might say that the planet itself, in this case, is a catalyst for you. Another kind of catalytic energy that the Tibetans knew of was the fact that you could go and be with a master and sit in front of them or be in a room with meditators with those making certain kinds of vibrations, and the entire experience would be a catalyst for you. For you would leave differently than you came, and yet the place where you were remained the same. This is then the definition that we would have of catalytic energy. It's energy that waits for you or that you carry that is almost like an amplifier so that you could go certain places and be with some others and they would change you. What do you think it was like to sit at the feet of the greatest masters on the planet? You can name them if you wish in your mind what they were for you, but they're well known. Some still exist. And there would be those who would make a trek of very long distances to sit at the feet of one of these. One of these who had a very high vibration, perhaps, and that as you sat there, again, you tanked up. A word that means you were filled to the top with whatever you came for. And sometimes it was healing. And sometimes it was just to be in the presence so you would leave differently. Sometimes it's so that you would change in a way that you wanted to change because you were filled with grief or sorrow or sadness. And you would leave differently, and you would not carry that anymore because the master you were with helped you with that. You would leave differently, the master would say the same. That's catalytic energy. There is so much to be said about this particular aspect, the three, for those who are learning mastery on the earth. And we have spoken of so many different kinds of attributes that a master might carry, or even those who are in learning of master might carry, mastery. And it's so interesting that even the students of mastery carry a high enough vibration that those around them or come in contact with them will feel it and leave differently. If you're a compassionate soul and you walk into a place that is not, or you are in a group that is complaining, and that is the habit of the day for them, and as you start talking and it is not complaining, but being in gratitude that they could be there at all, sometimes the group itself will change. They'll feel differently about what they're saying or start to watch the words, because their negativity is a catalyst as well. Catalytic energy can go both ways. It can go a negative and positive. But I'm going to tell you the best one. And it's not compassion. It's not kindness. And it'll surprise you. And it is the best one because it is the most contagious. And that is to say, that if you have this one, you can pass it on so easily and change lives and heal lives. And it's so different. And that energy, dear ones, is called joy. One of the most amazing energies that exists in the human being is the catalytic energy of joy and humor. Those who are severely depressed quite often will be told to go to a comedy show, even though they don't want to. Or see a movie, perhaps, that they laughed at as a child, even though they don't want to. And the result is, after a time, they lighten up. I'd like to tell you something that perhaps you already know, is that humor, laughter, joy, actually changes the chemistry of the human body. Healings occur when someone comes into joy. Lives change when there is joyfulness, appreciation, and gratitude, all part of joy. I tell you this because I ask you, are you a joyful person? Dear ones, this can go either way, and I will tell you things that you can look at today and scratch your head about. There are cultures presently on this planet, presently here, where if you smile too much, you're hiding something. And so smiling is not anything that is encouraged. Therefore, joy is not encouraged. Have you seen any? If you have a culture that does not smile, quite often this was the habit, and quite often it was taught to them because if they did, perhaps they broke a rule. What if I told you that God smiles all the time? That there is humor, laughter, joy constantly in the soul. Your very nature, your God nature, is a smiling nature. It's a joyful nature. How are you doing so far as ambassadors of one of the attributes of mastery, which is joy? I will tell you that you can change lives simply by passing by when you have joy. Or if you spread it in a group and you're the one that they feel is the joyful one, you spread it. There are some who might even make fun of you. Oh, too much laughter, too much fun, you know. Isn't very serious. And yet, all of those who will complain will walk away just a little better because you weren't serious. Dear ones, I encourage all of you to remember this. God laughs when you laugh. Every time you spread joy, a number of angels show up. And they are a catalyst going from individual to individual, filling them up, to whatever degree they will allow. A word that has also been brought to you today. Individuals are changed on this planet only if they allow themselves to be. That's free choice. But joy, laughter, it's contagious. And humans find themselves laughing, even if they didn't allow it, and then suddenly they do allow it. That's a catalyst. I want you to remember, love is joy. What do you hear right now? The ancients are laughing, and they're greeting you with joy. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.